Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Do you think there is a stigma attached to breastfeeding in Ireland? Ireland has the lowest breastfeeding rates out of 22 European countries, according to a new study linking breastfeeding to cutting the chances of a child becoming obese. Now, the Europe-wide research by the World Health Organization experts said that research confirms the beneficial effect of breastfeeding against obesity. And the study found that with the expectations of Ireland, France and San Marino, all countries showed a higher prevalence of obesity among children who had never been breastfed or had been breastfed less than six months. Than among infants who were breastfed for more than 6 months. Only 1 in 10 Irish mothers breastfed exclusively for over 6 months, which is the recommended about the time, according to the World Health Organization. And Ireland was found to have the highest percentage of children who had never been breastfed. Over half of the people in the study had never been breastfed at all. Today I want to talk about breastfeeding and ask, would you think Ireland has the lowest breastfeeding rates according to the study? Do you think there is a stigma attached to breastfeeding in this country? And that is the reason why we have such a low uptake, so to speak. I mean, I've heard people on the show in particular say things like, you know, mothers breastfeeding in public are only doing it for attention. I wouldn't be happy if someone was breastfeeding in a restaurant beside me. There's no reason for them to whack their baps out in the middle of a restaurant or McDonald's. And this kind of social stigma that's attached to it in this country maybe is the reason that women decide not to do it. It could be part of the reason. So I want to know what you think. In many European countries, people would not bat an eyelid if a breastfeeding mother was in a restaurant in public. But here in Ireland, we're still a little bit conservative about certain things, and we would want someone to go somewhere more discreet, like a bathroom or something like that. I want to know what you think. I want to talk to you today about breastfeeding and ask you, do you think there is a stigma attached to breastfeeding in public in Ireland? Is there some sort of social stigma to it? So yes, you believe that maybe it is a bit of attention-seeking, no social stigma to it, or no, we should try and normalise it a bit more. And up the game, up our game a little bit. Let me know what you think. The number is 0871880008. Maybe you're a breastfeeding mother. What has your experience been of breastfeeding? What sort of reaction have you got from the general public when you do it in public? And how did your baby fare off? Let me go to Jim. Jim, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Jim?
Good afternoon, Niall. How are you doing?
Now, Jim, the reason I wanted you on first was because I do remember about a year ago, we were talking about breastfeeding, and you come on giving out about women breastfeeding.
I said, breastfeeding in public, I find offensive to me.
Offensive?
Offensive, yeah.
That's a bit of a strong word, isn't it? I mean, what's offensive about a breast?
I'm only going in and I'm having a cup of coffee and you're looking at someone there with their boob hanging out and the child hanging on the end of it. You know, it's not what I want to be saying.
I've now got an image in my head that I can't get removed now because the way you painted that picture there. It's not like that. It's surely breastfeeding is the most beautiful, natural thing in the world.
It is in the privacy of your own home, not in a public place.
But it's not like having sex or going to the bathroom or... It's feeding a child.
I understand that, Niall. I mean, it ties into probably what you're talking about. I mean, it's such a low uptake in Ireland as well, too. I think part of it is that a lot of Irish mothers are quite lazy, right? So they don't want to go through the, you know, oh, it's hard on me body and it's the choice of this and it's that and the other. But they haven't got patience and they're very lazy. And then you find an awful lot of the mothers who do breastfeed, they're sort of these sort of type of grungy, hippie sort of types, you know, and they're nearly egging you on to say something to them, like, you know.
And would you say something?
Oh, yeah, I did before. I told you that before.
And give me the scenario. What did you say to somebody?
I just said, do you mind not doing that and moving to another place?
And where were you, in a restaurant or a bar? Or where
coffee shop.
A coffee shop.
I'm not going to name the coffee shop.
Turned around to her and said, would you mind not doing that near me?
Yeah. And then what I had to do was then she start gobbing off, and then I say to the manager, I said, look, listen, this is unacceptable. You know, you're doing something.
But what was unacceptable about it? Why did you look? Why didn't you just look away?
On a personal basis, Niall, again, I can only speak for myself on this, right? I find it offensive. I wouldn't let my missus do it.
You wouldn't let your missus do it?
No, not in public, no. It's a place to go. If you want to go to the Jackson, you want to go in somewhere or go outside, or if they have a place for the court and that they can cover it. I don't want to be looking at that when I'm having a panini and a coffee, or a sandwich and a coffee, looking at whatever. So some baby, you know, hanging out with its mother's breast. I'm not interested in that.
I mean, no, don't get me wrong. As a man, and most men, sometimes if they see a woman breastfeeding, will immediately look away because it can be a little bit uncomfortable in the fact that men see breasts as secondary genitalia, and for sexual entertainment. But hang on. But I also understand that it is, designed to feed a baby.
I understand that, yeah, but if that was your wife or your partner, is one thing. When it's a stranger, you're not really, it's not the same thing. You're not looking, to me, it's more, it should be more private, the fact of whatever, I put it this way to you, right? And this may be, you'd probably say there's no correlation. If you were sitting in a place and a fella started grabbing a woman's boob at the table and whatever else he was doing, you'd go over and you'd say, listen, pal, what's the story?
It's not the same thing. As somebody fondling his wife's breast in public.
He's hungry, but I'm doing this. I'm only demonstrating my love or whatever for this person. Whatever. If you've got a problem with it, then it's your problem. For me,
I can't really argue with it. I understand there's a psychological aspect to that. Yes, you wouldn't accept if your mate was playing with his wife's boob in a restaurant. So why would you accept a baby playing with it? Because it's a baby.
I think as well as that, and what I said to you as part of my explanation about how I felt of there being such a low uptake as well too. Is that, generally speaking, Irish women are lazy. If you look at the women that...
Irish women are lazy, generally.
Can cook, won't cook, right? And any place now you see more takeaway cars bringing in stuff. Very few. To be honest with you, compared to maybe two generations...
But can I ask you, based on what we had a conversation a few minutes ago with Tara, why is it a woman's job to cook anyway? I mean, surely, as a couple, provided both you are working, I imagine, surely it's your job too to cook.
Of course, yeah, but I'm saying that you put a woman into a 2019 Irish modern day woman or whatever, and then she's more interested in seeing what wine is in the fridge and how quick you can get it open than actually cooking up something to sustain their family. They're more interested in, thinking of ways and not to do what they should supposed to be.
You have a very dim view of Irish women, by the way, can I just point out? hang on for a second, let me just go to Sandra. Stay there, Jim. Sandra, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Sandra?
How are you?
Sandra, do you believe there's a social stigma? Well, clearly there is, listen to Jim. There's a stigma attached to it.
Well, with your man, what's that fella's name?
Jim.
Well, Jim, dear, I think he's a bit of a moron. I mean, that's what breasts are for. You wouldn't have a problem walking up and seeing topless girls on the beach, would you? That is the prime reason why women have what they have, is for babies. I mean, seriously, get a life, grow up. I'm sure, it's only up to a couple of years ago that, that there are bottles. That's where a mother has a child, and that's what they are for. So please, get a grip.
Yeah, you would have had more breastfeeding mothers 50 years ago, because, of course, we didn't have baby foods, and we didn't have the kind of formula foods that we have now, and, it was very different times. But now, it seems Irish mothers are opting towards formula foods and bottles rather than the best.
Exactly. And
they're lazy.
Because they're lazy.
You want to go out where I live, there's lovely, dignified women, and they throw a towel over because they don't just whip it out. Okay, there might be a few feminists out there who, whatever.
Whip it
but
out.
But even so, and even if they do, a baby needs feeding, end up. Most natural form, it's healthy for them, it prevents so many diseases, it's so important, because the stuff they're giving them in bottles, let's face it, there's more.
No, it's never going to be as good as breast milk. No.
Never. Ever. So he needs to get a good cop on, and he's going to reduce all, everybody, go out and just feed a baby. And if he doesn't like it, piss off. I mean, I'm offended when I see a girl walking down the road, and she's in sunlight, and you can see her tongue sticking to her. I'd be more offended by that. I'd be more inclined to say...
Well, his argument and his analogy is, if I saw a fella playing with his wife's breast at a table in a restaurant, I'd complain about it. What's the difference in a baby playing with his wife's breast?
I wouldn't say you'd have a problem looking at page three, would you? To get a grip.
Yeah, Jamie, you're still there?
Yeah, I'm just listening to what that girl has to say. To be honest with you, she's contradicting herself, because she's gone on about the benefits of breast milk. Yeah, as you were saying yourself, I mean, there's so many few people going down that route, which proves that Irish women are lazy. That's all.
They are lazy
because if you listen to what I say, if all the benefits are there and it's doing the right thing and it's, lessening childhood obesity further on down the line, well, then they'll be all going that route. But they're not.
It's because of the likes of you going around opening your big mouth.
Nothing got to do with me at all, to be honest with you. I think, to be honest with you, you're again too. You're this typical, stereotypical type of jihadist one. Will you get a grip? You've contradicted yourself in what you said. You've contradicted yourself. If breastfeeding is so good, If breastfeeding is so good, why didn't they all doing it? Why?
I don't know. Well, I did it.
Well, you don't know exactly.
Stop giving out to her. She just told you she did it.
But she said she doesn't know.
Give out. That's all he has to do, probably.
But you're pontificating on about whatever. You contradicted yourself. Why am I telling you?
That's a very big word for you, by the way, Jim.
Yeah,
sorry.
I mean, seriously. Good way. Contradict
yourself. You find a woman. You find a woman there to come on and validate what you're saying. If it's so good, why didn't you all do it? Because they're lazy and they don't give a squirt. Irish women are more interested in their smoking their cigarettes. They're 2 litres of Pinot Grigio on a Saturday night and not cooking and let's get a takeaway. That's the fact. And get over
what
it.
What do you do? Are you Dolce & Gabbana, are you?
I don't even drink, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but what about lazy-ass men as well? I mean,
we're talking about women here today. We're talking about women.
The only reason we're talking about women in particular today is because we're talking about breastfeeding, Jim, unless you suddenly have the ability to breastfeed.
I know, seriously.
You know that's not going to happen. That's a stupid analogy. Come on.
I'm just saying to you, that's the reason we're talking about women, because men don't breastfeed. If we could, we could have a conversation about that too.
Look, Niall, Irish women are not stepping up to the plate. You've explained the facts and the benefits.
But why would they want to step up to the plate? If you've got men like you, Jim, and not just men, there are women again as well, by the way, who see some sort of stigma attached to it. Why would they want to step up and have the embarrassment of sitting beside somebody like you who might tell them to go off into the bathroom and do that in privacy?
But on a personal basis, it's an embarrassment for me. You know, in the privacy of your own home is the different thing. Not in a public place. Go into the jacks or go into a...
Don't get me wrong. I understand partly the point he's making, Sandra, right? I was in my niece's house there recently, right? Now, I used to mind my niece when she was 4, right? She's now in her late 30s, right? And she only had a baby recently. And we're sitting having a cup of tea. And next minute, she starts to breastfeed the baby. Now, don't get me wrong. I signed it to her house. She can do what she wants, right? But it is a bit embarrassing for me as a man, particularly the fact that I'm her uncle, right? But I'd say that, and I kind of look away. I didn't walk away from the table or anything like that. I kind of just looked the other way. It's a little bit embarrassing. But that's my problem, not hers.
Yeah, but if more women done it, you'd be used to it, and it'd be the most natural thing in the world. Now, as well as that, Niall, it doesn't work out for some women. All my sisters, all my nieces, all my aunties, you know, well, not my nieces yet, but all my sisters, we've all, two of us, it didn't work out for. It just did not work out. And they were so upset and felt so let down.
Well, they just couldn't produce enough milk.
Down. Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah, exactly. But myself and the rest of us and all my aunties.
And how long did you breastfeed for? Because according to the World Health Organization, you should try to do it for more than 6 months.
Well, I had 2 babies pretty quickly. And then I had I had kidney disease, so that put end to that
for me
because I got so sick. Yeah, but I mean, I had 3 of them, and I breastfed them, and I hope they go on to, and I will encourage. But you see, another young girl on my road had a baby, and I said, "You going to breastfeed?" She goes, "Yeah, but I'm scared about going out and feeding the baby, and I have to stay in."
Isn't that awful that she's worried she might have to stay in? Because stay there for a second. I want to go to Jason as well, Amanda. Jason, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Jason?
All right, Niall.
Good, Jason. You've been listening there to Jim.
Yeah, my message said was, he's talking about stereotypes there. Well, he's a stereotypical elderly man, thinks they can tell women what to do in this country, and dinosaur attitude. You know what I mean? Getting offended. I tell you, I'm driving down the motorway there, I had to pull in and ring in, because I got offended. I got offended by him and his opinion. His low opinion on women. Absolutely shocking that that's still going around these days, I swear to God.
But he said they were lazy apart from anything else, yeah.
He got offended by a ditty. What's wrong with him? Seriously. Woman, would he ask him if he has kids?
He can hear you.
You have kids, Jim.
I don't care if you're offended or not. I think you should be out hugging a tree, to be honest with you. You sound like a bit of a... I think, and I'm not your pal, by the way, right? I'm not your pal, right? So there, I don't care what you... I don't care if you're offended or not.
Yeah, and I don't care whether you're offended. You're the dinosaur.
What are you coming on crying about? The whole thing is, I don't want to see it in public, and that's it.
Won't come on crying.
I'm not crying at all. To be honest with you, I'm not crying. I was asked a question by an island. Yeah. I gave the answer, and that's
you're
it.
You're offended by a woman breastfeeding. Would you expect your own kids to go into the bathroom and get fed? Would you into a toilet and get fed?
Well, maybe that's where you should be going.
What sort of comment is that?
Well, that's the fact, to be honest with you. You're coming on gobbling.
But he did say that he wouldn't let his own wife breastfeed in public.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
that's big of him, isn't it? Wouldn't let his own
wife. No, I'm entitled to my opinion, and that's it. You know, whether you like it or not is irrespective to me. I don't care.
She's not her own person, is she not? You tell her
what you want to say. Again, it's only your opinion.
See, typical Dino, you're the jihad. Telling your wife what to do.
You're only using the same words as me. Will you go away on that? Look, you can't get over the fact that most Irish women are lazy. They drink when they're pregnant. They drink when they're pregnant. They smoke when they're pregnant.
And dim view of women, by the way. Most women don't smoke when they're pregnant, Jim.
A lot of them do. What's that got to do with you being offended over a breastfeeding?
I'm giving them entitled to my opinion, and you don't like it, that's all.
Breastfeeding offense.
I say you must spend your Saturdays going into mother care looking around, do you? Are you one of these sort of new age traveller types, you know?
New age traveller, what are you talking about? No.
It's a mother care.
You were so offended you had to pull in off the motorway. Did you have a nervous breakdown or something? Will you? I should send you to one of these women's clubs and you can sit down amongst the group and watch them all breastfeed. I think you might find something else attractive about it, to be honest with you. I'm a bit suspicious.
By the way, Jason, can you understand why Ireland has the lowest uptake? Well, I can listen to Jim, I can't understand. Why does Ireland have the lowest uptake on women breastfeeding?
Because of dinosaurs like him, that's why. Because of dinosaurs like him, brainwashed by the Catholic Church. Women should be this and women should be that. Oh, there's a diddy. Oh my God, run for a bloody mask. Clown.
Right. Yeah. Okay, well, stay there for a second. Let me go to Amanda before the break. Amanda, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Amanda?
Hi.
I wasn't expecting World War I to break out, but now and ever. Amanda, you want to talk to Jim?
Yeah. Jesus, I'm raging listening to that fool. Every woman smokes drink. I didn't, right? And I'm sure a lot of women didn't. Then if you came up to me in a restaurant and told me to stop breastfeed my baby, I'd squirt breast milk into your face.
Oh my God.
How dare you?
Oh, very aggressive, huh?
No, I'm not aggressive.
Squirt in my face.
I promise that I'll tell you not to breastfeed. Who the...
You're probably a very typical example then, if that's the case.
Squirt in his face. I'd love to see that, actually.
Exactly, yeah. It sounds stodgy.
You approached me like lazy. You obviously never met a bottle in your life because women that don't...
You don't know that. You don't know that. You're only making that assumption.
Excuse me. You don't know anything. You said every woman smokes. How do you know that?
Most of them do. Sure, all you have to do, if you're passing by the rotunda or Hollis Street there, you see the amount of them smoking in their pyjamas outside. That's a fact. Any day.
The minority of the amount of women that are in and out every day.
Oh, the minority, you know? So you're some type of statistician then, you know exactly whatever. I'm telling you what I say. Plus, how many pregnant women do you see drinking while they're pregnant and smoking? I told you, they don't care. They don't care, and that's why they're not breastfeeding.
A very minority amount of women.
Maybe they're not breastfeeding because they don't want oaks like you in restaurants telling them to go off into the jacks.
I'm not paying good money to sit down and look at someone with her boob hanging out and some hairy nipple and a child chewing on the end of it. No, no way. That's not my sin. I'm going out to relax, sir, if I'm with my family or whatever. I don't want to be looking at that, to be honest with you. There's a time and a place for everything.
So if your baby's screaming, crying to be fed, I'm like, oh, Jesus, there's a gym over there. I won't feed my child. We'll just...
You left the house and feed it and organise yourself. Again, it goes back to what I said. Irish women are lazy. You're not prepared. You just all you're interested in is, that's it, get the cigarettes in, get the takeaway in, have the 2 litres of Pinot Grigio or whatever else in the fridge, and that's it. That they just think for themselves, and that's a fact. Okay. And the point is, that's why there's so few people breastfeeding, because they're lazy. Everybody says the pluses are
see,
there.
Well, hang on, Amanda. You're kind of a bit of a hypocrite, Jim. You're contradicting yourself. You're saying the reason they're not breastfeeding is because they're lazy, but then in the next breath you say when you do see them breastfeeding, you tell them to move away from you.
Yeah.
So you're kind of contradicting yourself. Maybe
I'm not contradicting
you. You are.
If they want to breastfeed, yeah, but they're in my face. I don't want to see that. I'm not saying for them not to breastfeed. You see, there again, you're distorting.
Can I ask you a question, Jim? Would you look, if you saw a girl naked in a magazine or topless in a magazine, you know, an attractive lady with a nice breast, would you look at it and go, geez, she's nice?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, okay. So what's the difference in her breasts, which you find attractive and nice, and some girl sitting beside you that just happens to have a baby sucking on the end of it?
No, it's a completely different scenario.
I'm just saying to you, why would you not have a problem with it? If that's the way you feel.
There's no correlation between the two, for example.
It's still a breast,
exactly. But what I'm saying to you is that there's a time and a place for all these things. And it's feeding.
So where's the place? If the, we know when the time is. The time is when the baby starts crying.
Well, maybe it comes a time that is the time, for example, that coffee shops or bars and restaurants, they have either a table or somewhere like that. If someone wants to go and breastfeed, they don't have to do it. You know, I'm sure there's probably women out there who are not, I suppose, for the want of a better word, ballsy, and they could be a bit timid and are maybe a bit ashamed about or afraid about getting their breast out in public. So they have to be accommodated.
Like,
yeah, sorry, Jason. Or sorry, Sandra.
They're only timid and afraid because of the likes of him.
No, that's you know.
Well, you're a moron. Do you know that? You obviously don't get out enough. You really don't.
I go out more than you. I can guarantee you that. To be honest with you, so,
yeah.
That's not an issue.
Your wife's staying at home and you won't let her go out.
You don't know anything about me, wife. She'll be coming on splurting out stupid things that you know nothing about. To be honest with you, you know. At least, to be honest with you, I did the intelligence. At least my missus isn't Irish, to be honest with you, because I've seen enough of what's going on around there.
You don't wreck yourself, do you?
The fact is, you cannot face the truth.
There's no fact.
You can't face the truth. You can't face the truth.
You moron.
Okay, I have to take a break. Stay there for a second. You're a moron, Jim. But stay there. A lot of people are not happy with Jim's comments, although somebody does agree with him. Somebody says, Noel, Jim is actually the only one making sense on the air today. I completely agree. I would find it extremely uncomfortable if a woman started breastfeeding in a restaurant beside me too, and I probably would ask her to move or at least go to the manager and ask her to have a little bit more decorum. All right, okay. I wonder, is that a man or a woman? I'm assuming it's a man. Another person says, hi, he's totally ignorant. What an imbecile. Another person says, did Jim cry when women obviously dumped him? Or is this a mommy? Has he got mommy issues? Laura, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Laura?
Hi, Ned. How are you?
Good. Laura, you're currently breastfeeding. Now, when you say currently, literally at this minute of time. All right, okay. Jim, she's breastfeeding on the air whilst you're on. I hope you're not offended by it.
No, I can't say it, so it doesn't mean she can do what she's entitled to do.
All right, okay. Laura, can you understand why Irish women, such a low number of Irish women across Europe, I mean, we're the worst when it comes to breastfeeding. Why do you think that is?
Well, with people like him, I can well understand.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
I breastfed, this is my fifth child. I've breastfed all my children down through. My first two were born in Holland. I had no problems breastfeeding out and about over in Holland.
Was there a different atmosphere? Did you notice a different atmosphere?
Completely different. It wasn't. I never felt uncomfortable over in Holland. Came back here, had my first son in 2009 here, and straight away I could feel, even within the hospital walls, I could feel that it wasn't encouraged, it wasn't supported well enough, out and about. I didn't feel comfortable doing it. Now I did it, and I did it discreetly. I don't just sit there flopping it out. I do it discreetly, but I don't feel as comfortable in this country as I would have done over in Holland. I do find there's a completely different attitude here when it comes to breastfeeding.
And do you think men are embarrassed by it, or do you think they're finding, are they finding it offensive? Are they just old school? Do they need to grow up and move on?
Oh, they need to grow up.
And by the way, there is women out there, by the way, who don't like looking at other women breastfeeding.
Yeah, I've experienced that as well. I remember one particular friend of mine, not actually here, funnily enough, she was an Irish friend of mine in Holland, and told me it was for cows, and she couldn't stand the sight of it.
Oh, Jesus.
And cows. I said, well, I'll feed my child when I need to feed my child. If you don't like it, don't look. Simple. But I do find here, it's not as widely accepted here.
And you think that's the main reason why women don't do it? Jim also believes Irish women are lazy.
No, I don't believe that. I don't see how that even comes into it. To be honest, it takes more time to make a bottle than it does to breastfeed. So I don't know how he figures that out.
Yeah, I suppose, Jamie, I mean, when you look at it logically, I mean, well, breastfeeding, you know, is probably more convenient in some sense than, you know, heating up bottles and making up formula and all that kind of carry on. It's easier just to, you know, take a baby and lift your shirt and sure, off you go. So why does that mean they're lazy?
Yeah, well, that woman contradicted herself because she said in Holland there was no problem, and then she came here and she said it's because of people like me. I've never met a woman in my life, but if she had a problem with it doing her hair, the problem is on her behalf. Do you understand?
Why is it on my behalf?
Because you're the one you said it was difficult. You're the one you said difficult about here. It's the old story, isn't it? You know, in Holland, everything is this. It's like Irish women. They go to the beach here, you know, everybody's covered up. They go to Spain, everybody gets their top off.
You're saying old story.
I don't have a problem breastfeeding here. I don't have a problem, but I find
you're contradicting you. You said different there 2 minutes ago.
I don't have a problem. I said I do find here with people in general seem to be more uncomfortable with it.
People like you.
Breastfeeding in public.
But you're the person that's feeling uncomfortable.
No, hold on. She feels uncomfortable because there's people like you. If she goes to a cafe or a restaurant and the baby is hungry and she needs to feed the baby, she's feeling uncomfortable because of people like you in society.
In case she comes across someone she knows and then she feels bad.
No, absolutely not.
That's what it is. It's nothing got to do with me. You're only making that up. It's nothing got to do with me because you don't know me.
Sorry, go ahead.
I sat in a cafe a couple of months ago, just not long after my son was born. I sat in a cafe that's local enough to us. I was breastfeeding at the cafe, completely discreet, and a guy that I know came over chatting away and didn't even know what I was doing. I didn't feel uncomfortable, he didn't feel uncomfortable. He realised at the end of the conversation.
Must have been down the country, so if he didn't know what you were doing.
Does it matter where it was?
It must be, obviously. If you're feeding the child and he didn't know what you were doing.
No, because I'd know what you were doing quick enough.
I'm not stupid.
I'm not like Jason,
the feminist or whatever that's on there.
He's gone.
So Jurassic, oh, you're so this or you're so that. You know, Irish women need to wake up. They're the lowest uptake in all of the European countries, and that tells me, that confirms the fact that they're lazy, because they don't want to do it. They're more interested in doing other things. And then those who do it...
Drinking their Pinot Grigios, is that what you said, yeah?
Exactly, the Pinot Grigios and the Prosecco, and that's it, and the 20 Johnny Blue, and an egg foo young, or a chicken curry, that's all they're interested in. And these are the facts. This is 2019 Ireland. It's not like it was 20 years ago. At least women had some cop on and are able to stand up to the plate. Now, they're more interested in build jobs, getting fake. Everything is fake. Fake eyelashes, fake tan, can't cook, won't cook. What's the fact?
He's a lot to say, Laura, hasn't he?
What is he raving about? I don't understand his logic whatsoever.
Exactly, yeah.
Laura, did you have two at one time breastfeeding?
No.
I kind of got the impression you did there. And by the way, Laura, would it be fair to say, Laura, that there's you, but there are women out there who are quite blasé about it. Do you know something? I mean, most women will make a bit of an effort to do it, discreetly, I suppose. Not that they should
it's
need
it. It's not even discreetly. I mean, you can do it without being too obvious about it. You're just lobbing it out, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't hide it per se, as in, like, I don't go into the toilet and hide it, but I can do it discreetly.
Yeah.
I've never seen anybody over here be blasé. I've never seen anybody literally flop a tit out and feed their child here, if that's what you're saying. Most women are fairly discreet. I've never seen it here in Ireland.
Okay, like well, hang on. I want to go to John as well before I go to the break. John, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, John?
Hi, Niall.
How are you doing, John? You have an issue with it as well.
I haven't got an issue with it. If a person is discreet, then it's not too bad. But if you're in a restaurant, I think you should even say to the manager, is it okay if I breastfeed a child?
Why should you have to ask for permission to feed your baby?
Why?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of... If you're sitting there having a meal, and you're paying for your meal, you have as much right to be there and do...
Absolutely. I'm sure if Laura's in a restaurant, she's paying for the meal too. She's not getting it for free.
Of course.
Yeah, so let me ask you a question, John. You're in a nice restaurant, okay? And Laura is there, and maybe you're on her own or with her partner or with her friend or whatever, right? And her baby's in her arms asleep. And all of a sudden the baby kind of goes, and Laura decides, okay, I need to feed the baby. And she lifts up her jumper or opens her blouse and, you know, latches the baby on. And she's sitting beside you on the next table. Would you have an issue with that?
Yeah.
Would you?
Big time.
Why?
I tell you why. Because I'd actually point to the toilet.
You'd point to the toilets.
Yeah, the exit to the toilets.
So you'd rather she go into an area that smells of pee?
Yes.
To feed her baby?
Yes.
Rather than upset you?
Listen, Niall, you know as well as I do, in most restaurants today, and not only in Dublin, not around the country, there are facilities for changing children and...
Changing their nappies, yeah, of course, because she's not... that's pretty obvious. She's not going to change a nappy at the table in a restaurant. No, I know that.
Normally a table there, you can sit the baby up and you can stand beside the baby. You don't have to be on a table flopping the tits out and everybody else trying to eat the meal.
2019, I swear to God.
No,
this is 2019, John. This is not 1916.
Hold on. Has he ever been into a changing toilet in a restaurant where they have a changing facility? There are no chairs to sit on. Where are we supposed to feed them? Standing up?
Going back about 40, 50 years ago, women breastfed. And they didn't go around restaurants and hop out the tips. Now, they've done it discreetly. Like our moms and all that.
Are you married?
I am.
Yeah, and do you have children?
I do.
Did your wife breastfeed?
No.
She didn't? All right.
Why? What's the difference?
I'm just only asking. I'm not judging her. I'm just asking.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just saying, I was going to ask you if she did breastfeed. Did you make sure she was sitting, you know, in a dark room somewhere?
You have no problem with it. But you're thinking that because if somebody has an opinion, they're wrong. Like the man Jim there. I'm not saying the women are lazy. I'm not saying women are lazy. But what I am saying
so is... But I have a vision of you. I just have this scene in the restaurant with Laura sitting beside you, lifting up her jumper, or opening her blouse, feeding her baby. You can't see anything. Nothing more than you'd normally see because the baby's covering the nipple, right? And you're there going pointing to the toilet to her.
All right.
I'd say she'd give you a box.
Well, hang on, Laura.
How would you feel if he did that?
The husband would probably box him. I don't know if I would because I'd be busy feeding the child, but the husband would probably give him a box. Look, you're going to see no more with a woman... On a Saturday night out with a bit of cleavage, you're seeing.
You're not actually seeing the nipple.
No, of course not.
John.
Sorry?
You're not. You won't actually. Jesus.
I don't mean it. I said to you if it's discreetly, it isn't too bad, but at the same time, I wouldn't like it. Now, I'm saying also, there are some.
Do you think the milk is going to get everywhere or something? Or
new age thing that you can just throw the baby near the end of the table, let them suck away.
Jesus Christ. Inga, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Inga?
Hi, Niall, I'm good.
Okay, well, you've heard...
You weren't listening to those two old Neanderthal...
Codgers.
I can't even ask your word at the moment.
Codger is a good word.
Can I ask how old is Jib?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, go ahead, yeah. How old are you?
What time age is you, Niall?
Okay, 55.
55. Jim, I'm 54. Welcome to 2019. You can breastfeed without flopping your boob out, without putting your nipple in anybody's face. I did it. I've seen it being done. Women do it every day. What is it? Do you think if you see a nipple that the woman is saying that she wants you or something? It's not a come on. It's feeding her baby.
Are you some type of nipple control inspector in relation to the way how some women breastfeed? I'm sure probably some do it in a proper fashion, but there's many out there. Certainly what I witnessed that day in the coffee shop was all over the shop. And that's why I complain.
They're flopping it out. They're younger ones that don't know any better, but the majority of women will cover up. I breastfed both of my sons. If you'd sat beside me, you'd never have known what I was doing unless you saw my arm move. You'd have thought I was just holding my child in my arms. You would have seen nothing.
It's a question. I've plenty of cop on, to be honest with you. It's a question. I think the people who need to cop on here are the Manana Hayden. And to be honest with you, again, too, it's very easy to say about your story or what you do. The fact is, and as Niall said, there's so many few Irish women breastfeeding their kids today. And it's nothing got to do with my opinion or the other lad's opinion or whatever. That's only...
Well,
we're entitled to our opinion.
Like you, Jim, they're probably afraid.
Not at all, no, because women... Because Irish women are lazy. That's all. Lazy. And that's a fact. And you don't want to do it.
A lot of these women have to work after a few weeks.
You make no provision when you go outside. If you're breastfeeding your baby, there's a yolk you can put on and you can express milk and put it into a thing and give it to the baby when you're out. So there's no excuse.
You don't
so it's
need
laziness.
To express milk. You
Well, hang on, Jim. Maybe the woman wants to do it naturally.
There's always an excuse, Niall, isn't
it? Because it is. It's not only about feeding the baby. It's also a bonding experience as well for a mother.
My wife breastfed. I mean, she made provision when she go out and to do instead of having to get her boob out all the time. And it worked pretty well, no problem.
John, are you still there? John. Hello, John.
Hello?
Yeah. Are you in the jacks or something, John? Are you still there?
I was, actually.
Oh, you were, actually? Jeez, I'd rather not have known about that.
Oh, wash your hands, John.
Jesus, John.
Yeah, you've got to wash your hands after you breastfeed as well.
Why would you want to wash your hands after she breastfeeds?
No, she's just being smart.
Right. But John, would you? Inga's a breastfeeder. Would you have told her to go off into the jacks if you were in a restaurant?
Yeah,
you would have, would you?
I wouldn't. I'd call the manager. Actually,
you'd call the manager and ask him to tell her.
I'd ask him. I'd say,
no, nobody can make you go into the jacks, and most jacks in this country, especially, are not suitable for women with newborn babies.
Can I ask you a question? Right, this is the new age women now. How many years ago? Right, a lot of you breastfeeding, or the people now breastfeeding. It's only the last 10 years because...
What?
You know,
people are only breastfeeding in the last 10 years?
Huh? There was a country years ago. The girls were entirely wearing a short skirt.
No. I want to go back to what you just said. People are only breastfeeding in the last 10 years.
In public.
Oh, in public.
Yes.
John, you just went to the jacks live on the radio.
That's right. Am I not entitled to...
Oh, right, so the rules are different for you, is it?
John, my oldest son is 27. I was breastfeeding him between London and Ireland.
At 27?
No, when he was born.
I beg your pardon?
She was...
No, you're a dirty kid.
I'm just joking, sorry. You, it was just the way you said it. She was breastfeeding her son.
Yeah.
On an aeroplane, I'm assuming, yeah.
Yes, and I breastfed him on...
27 years ago.
Restaurants. Yeah. My other son is 20 today, and he would have been breastfed as well.
So here's the scene, John, very quickly, because I don't have much time. You're on a plane to London, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever been on a plane, John?
I've been loads of times.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm only asking.
On the radio, so.
Yeah, okay. So you're sitting on a plane to London, and Inga's on the seat beside you, because you're on her own and she's on her own, and she has a baby in her lap, and she opens her blouse and starts breastfeeding the baby. Would you ask to be moved?
No, I'm not supposed to suck.
What?
I know, sir. Could I have a suck as well?
I can't hear what he's saying.
He said he'd ask you, could he have a suck? He's a clown.
You could try, John. You'd meet my fist.
Yeah, you probably would. But Inga, just very quickly before I wrap it up, on a very serious note, the World Health Organization has said that it's quite concerning that Irish mothers are not breastfeeding as much as they should. France and San Marino also have a problem as well. They have a higher prevalence of obesity among children, which they believe is correlated to the fact that our children are not breastfed. Why do you think Irish mothers are not breastfeeding?
Maybe there's a lot of girls going back to work early. Maybe they're married to two lovely men like John and Jim, and they're being told, no, you're not getting your boobs out in public.
Mm.
Maybe their mothers have said, no, I never did that. You're not going to do that either. There's a lot of reasons, but I mean, I did it for health. I didn't do it for that long, but I did it because I thought it was the right thing to do.
Yeah, go on, Jim. You want to have the last word there. Go on, say something mental, yeah, probably.
Or else the skeleton, the cupboards, that they're just lazy. That's it. End of story.
Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.